and by Poetry Magazine, for over 90 years, a premier publisher of contemporary verse. You can find it online at poetrymagazine.org. And here is the Writer's Almanac for Friday. It's the 22nd of February, 2008. It's the birthday of George Washington, the first president of the United States, born in 1732. There are 33 counties named for Washington, 7 mountains, 9 colleges. George Washington, who delivered the shortest inaugural address ever, 133 words, took about 90 seconds to deliver. He did have a speech impediment, and he was not good at spelling. He often mixed up I's and E's when he was speaking and also in writing. He did not wear a powdered wig, though it was fashionable at the time. Instead, he powdered his own hair, which was reddish brown. His favorite foods included mashed sweet potatoes with coconut, string beans with mushrooms, cream of peanut soup, salt cod, and pineapples. He snored very loudly, it is said. He enjoyed playing cards and hunting foxes and ducks and fishing, cockfighting, horse racing, boat racing, and dancing. He bred hound dogs. He gave them names like Tartar and Sweet Lips. By the time he reached 30, he had survived malaria, smallpox, pleurisy, and dysentery, and had been fired at on 2 separate occasions, and in one his horse was shot out from under him, and 4 bullets penetrated his coat. He also fell off a raft into an icy river once and almost drowned. He lost all but one of his teeth and had dentures carved from a hippopotamus tusk, which had a hole drilled in them to fit over that one remaining tooth, and they rubbed against that tooth in such a way that he was in constant pain. On the last night of Washington's life, a doctor came over to perform an emergency tracheotomy on him, tried to resurrect Washington, who was probably dead by then, thawing him out in cold water, wrapping him up in blankets, rubbing him, opening his trachea to inflate his lungs with air, and then trying to transfuse blood from a sheep into him. A few things you might not have known about the father of our country, George Washington, born on this day in 1732. It's the birthday of the poet Edna St. Vincent Millay, born in Rockland, Maine, 1892, whose middle name came from a hospital in New York City, St. Vincent's, where one of her uncles was saved from death just before the little girl was born. Her parents divorced when she was young, and she and her 2 sisters moved around with their mother, living with various friends and relatives, the mother carrying along a trunk full of classic literature, Shakespeare, Milton, which the mother liked to read aloud to her daughters. Edna was in high school when she entered a poetry contest, and she wrote a poem, Renaissance, which she recited at a poetry reading, and a woman in the audience was so impressed that she paid Edna's way to go to Vassar College, where she was a rebellious student, moved afterward to New York City, lived in Greenwich Village, had many love affairs with both women and men. Edmund Wilson was in love with her, thought she was almost supernaturally beautiful. He proposed marriage, never got over her rejection. Edna St. Vincent Millay, famous for her lines, "My candle burns at both ends, it will not last the night. But ah, my foes, and oh, my friends, it gives a lovely light." Here's a poem for today by Edna St. Vincent Millay on her birthday entitled Lament. Listen, children, your father is dead. From his old coats I'll make you little jackets. I'll make you little trousers from his old pants. There'll be in his pockets things he used to put there, keys and pennies covered with tobacco. Dan shall have the pennies to save in his bank. Ann shall have the keys to make a pretty noise with. Life must go on, and the dead be forgotten. Life must go on, though good men die. Anne, eat your breakfast. Dan, take your medicine. Life must go on. I forget just why. Lament, Edna St. Vincent Millay, used here by permission of Elizabeth Barnett of the Millay Society. That's the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation. You can visit them online anytime at poetryfoundation.org produced by Katrina Chikala and Ella Shovanek. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.